not a bushel, you said we weigh 40?
Bushels, yes, you could say.
Okay. And, say if, something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you might say, we'll have to do it today, or you might turn to me and say,
wait until tomorrow.
Yeah, instead of saying we, you might say,
you and I.
Okay. And, you might say, he doesn't want just you or just me to do this work. He wants
both of us.
Okay. And, say, if you knock at the door and someone says, who's there, and they know your voice, you might say, it's...
There's one of my kids, I say, well, it's Lambert or Marvin.
But they, it's you at the door, and they know your voice, so you don't bother to give them your name. You just answer, it's
me.
Okay. And say, if you were expecting, if they were expecting some man, and they go to the door, and they see you, they might say, oh, it's only...
Mother.
Okay. Or if it's a man there, they might say, oh, it's only...
Mr. So-and-so, or this dad.
Okay. Tell me about how tall you are. You say, he's not as tall as...
I am.
Okay, or I'm not as tall as...
She is.
And he can do that better than...
I can.
And say if something belongs to me, then you'd say it's...
It's mine.
And if it belongs to me, then you'd say it's...
Yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's
ours.
And if it belongs to them, it's
theirs.
And to him?
His.
And to her?
Hers.
Okay. And say if people had been over to visit you and they're fixing to leave, you might tell them what? Come back again.
Come back soon or come to see me again.
Okay. Would you use the word y'all? Who you all?
You all. Or y'all, yes, they use that.
How do you do that?
Y'all come to see us, so I'll be seeing y'all. So.
Okay. Do you always use that for more than one person?
Yes, for more than one person.
Okay. Say if there had been a group of people at your house and they were starting to leave, and you were asking them about their coats, you might ask, where are...
Your coats.
Okay, would you say your, if you're talking to a whole group, or would you say your...
Well, your coats.
And say there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and you were asking about the people that had gone, you might ask, well, what had been there? You might ask, well,
who all went?
Okay. And say if you're, there's a group of children out playing, and they obviously belong to more than one family, you might ask about them, well, children, aren't they? You might ask,
who children are they?
Okay, would you ever say who all's children?
Who all's children, yes, you say that.
Okay. And you say if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for them, you say he better do it
himself.
Okay, and you say this morning I've what breakfast at 7 o'clock?
I cooked breakfast at 7 o'clock, or I made breakfast.
And then everybody
ate their breakfast.
Okay, and you say yesterday at that time everybody had already
eaten their breakfast.
Okay, and say tomorrow I will what?
Fix breakfast at 7 o'clock.
So everyone will
eat together.
Okay. And what do people drink for breakfast?
Coffee, milk, cocoa.
Do you drink Coke for breakfast?
Cocoa.
Cocoa?
Chocolate milk. Cocoa.
I thought you said Coca-Cola.
No. I hardly ever drink a cocoa.
How do you prepare coffee? You said that you're going to...
Well, it's, you can drip it, perk it, or boil it.
Uh-huh.
But I have a drip coffee pot. You heat the water and put the coffee in the pot and pour it through there and let it drip through. And that's the way I make